From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Now, inflation is the hot topic, is it not?
Yeah, well, it's chilly this morning. Remember we ran that line, Mike, that winter is coming and it's bringing inflation with it. Well, winter is here and so is inflation. And we're seeing pretty stark evidence of this in the ANZ New Zealand Business Outlook. So the June numbers, high frequency data, very current, very timely. At the headline level, compared to May, headline business confidence eased 3 points, but firms' own activity, which has a closer correlation to growth, rose 5 points to plus 32. Now, that's levels we haven't seen since, I think, 2017 on that own activity. But the most notable aspect of this survey is inflation, price pressures. They're really heating up. So retail price intentions have jumped in very material fashion. If I look at these inflation pressures within the data, cost expectations rose 5 points, now sit at 86.2. 63% of respondents intend to raise their prices. So there's a question in the survey around inflation expectations. That has now risen 19 points to 2.41%. Now, the midpoint of the RBNZ target range is 2. So we're now starting to move towards the 3% upper band. Retailer pricing expectations now sit at 84%, which basically tells you there is almost universal consensus that prices will go up. So the drums are now beating within financial markets, Mike, around the potential for a rate hike this year. So there's still debate over whether the pressures are transitory or not, but I think there's an acceptance that interest rates will need to normalise. It's just a question of when. In the last couple of days, Adrian Orr put out a statement. He did say, as long as COVID-19 is contained and the global and economic recovery is sustained, eventually economic policy settings can be expected to normalise over the medium term. So the medium term.
Whatever that means. Righto, global, thank God for the farmers.
Yeah, very useful month. This is the global dairy update released yesterday. Very useful monthly update from Fonterra on the state of the global dairy market. Now, we talked about Fonterra on Tuesday morning, that continued exit from the on-ground operations in China and the slump we've seen in the price of the Fonterra shareholder fund units. Well, let's balance that out with a bit more perky news. The global dairy update, good news on the production front for the New Zealand milk season, which has now come to a close. May this year compared to last year, production was up 7.6%, but 2.6% for the 12 months to the end of May. So we've grown 2.6% in the total milk production. If I look at global comparisons there, Australia production up 1.3%, the EU up 0.2%. US production grew at a similar rate to us, though, up 2.3%. Fascinating numbers around export volumes, though. New Zealand dairy export for the 12 months to May were up 3.6%. So we're exporting more, and it's also at very good prices, primarily driven by whole milk powder, fluid milk products, and cheese. In the export space, though, the really notable news here, and I think I have mentioned this before, was that Australia and the US have lifted their exports to China quite materially, over 10%. So we're facing stiff competition into that key market. Now, this is due to a very strong lift in dairy imports into China. Total dairy imports lifting 21.5% for the 12 months ending. Yeah, that's a big number, Mike.
Can't argue with it.
And this could all have been a bit of a factor in the nice pop high we saw yesterday in those Fonterra shareholder fund units. So we talked about them. They were not looking good. And there you go. They popped up just under 6% yesterday.
Nice. What a difference a day makes. So give us the numbers.
Right. This morning, the Dow Jones is up 180 points. How about that? 0.53%, 34,473. The S&P 500 up a couple of points, 4,293. The NASDAQ down 25 points, 14,503. Overnight, the FTSE 100 fell 50 points, 7,037. The Nikkei, 28,791, down 21. Shanghai Composite, 3,591, up 18. To close out the first 6 months of the year, the ASX 200 gained 12 points, 7,313, and the NZX 50 gained 15 points, 12,654. On the currencies, Kiwi dollar 0.6982 against the US, 0.9309 Aussie, 0.5891 euro, 0.5058 pounds, 77.55 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $1,768. And Brent crude, it's up a little bit again, actually, $75.18.
Yeah, great. We can see you Monday. Appreciate it very much. Andrew Kelleher, jmowealth.co.nz.